Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Born or Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. I know it's been a long time since we made another podcast, but we were waiting for the Brawl Talk, totally waiting for the Brawl Talk and totally not being lazy. And as always, I am joined by my co-hosts, Michael and Andrew.
No.
Hello.
All right.
No.
And so today we are going to be, as alluded to in the introduction, we are going to be talking about the Brawl Talk and possible speculation about what is going to come in future updates. So definitely stay tuned, guys. It's going to be very fun. And also, a couple of you guys responded to the Brawl question. So we're also going to be reading out your responses right here on the show. So definitely stay tuned. It's going to be a great episode. So yeah, let's see you over there. Okay, guys, so the first brawler that is coming into the game is the new legendary brawler named Meg. So Meg is going to be finally completing the superhero trio, which consists of Max and Surge and now Meg. Michael, you want to explain a little bit about Meg's main attack?
So Meg has a bolt gun. It's similar to Max. Which makes sense because she's part of her trio. They say that they deal little damage from medium range. That could mean that she does more at close range, but we don't know about that. Her super. Should I go into that?
So first, like Michael said, doesn't do a lot of damage. Just a pretty mediocre brawler. And
she's also really squishy.
Yeah, Meg is pretty squishy, doesn't have a lot of health. So it might seem like right now Meg is pretty doo-doo, pretty bad for a legendary brawler, but we'll soon find out that isn't the case. So, Andrew, you want to explain a little bit about Meg's super?
So, Meg's super, she actually equips a vending machine repair bot. She gains a lot of HP. I think at max level, you gain like 4,000 HP.
No, it's 7K.
Yeah, but you gain 4,000.
Oh, yeah. She also, instead of shooting one laser with only two bolts of attacks, she actually gets two wielded laser cannons that deal more damage and shoot more attacks.
Yeah, definitely. So like Meg herself is very mediocre, but once you activate that super, Meg becomes a beast. Now obviously there are some downsides to this, as I'll be explaining. So basically in the super state, Meg gradually loses HP, so she has 7,200 health, and slowly but surely, the little mecha suit will start losing HP as it goes on. Obviously, if she takes damage, it'll also lose HP. And once reaching zero, like the mecha suit reaches zero, she'll return back to her regular old poo-poo self. So, So basically, in Meg's super state, she basically gets an extra life and cannot be killed because then she'll just revert back to herself. What do you guys think about this? Like not being able to be killed in her super state?
I feel like this is going to be absolutely OP, especially in competitive meta. It's going to be like Rosa, but like you have a lot of range and like you do a lot of burst damage because her instead of her super button, like just making her the vending machine repair bot, when she's in her super state, her super button makes her just like pull out a giant sword, and at max level, I think it does like 3,600 damage. I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong. And I feel like this is gonna be like super, super OP.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention, when she's in her mecha suit state, she can also gain another super. So yeah, that's what Michael's alluding to with the big sword thing. So Andrew, what do you think about this?
So I definitely think she's going to be really OP. Just basically another 7,000 HP.
Mm-hmm,
but you do lose 100 health each second. But you do a lot of damage and burst damage, like Michael said. And honestly, she will counter a lot of brawlers. Those people who can't do much damage at a time, who poke, such as Crow. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? Because a lot of people are saying that Meg is going to be broken in Solo Showdown because it's basically like B Honeycoat. What do you guys think about her standing in Solo Showdown?
Yeah, I think she's going to definitely be OP because, like you just said before, she basically has a second life with that super. And the thing is, you can get it over and over again. So all you really have to do is, like, once you get in your super, just save a super and then you just have infinite lives. Pretty OP.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Andrew, you have anything to add on?
Yeah. I mean, Solo Showdown, she's going to be like the new Edgar, kind of, just dominating each match.
Yeah. So, definitely, Meg as a legendary brawler, Supercell has never failed to make a legendary brawler OP on release. So, yeah, definitely, Meg is going to be extremely overpowered, and I expect an emergency nerf on her. On her mecha suit, basically immediately. But we'll have to wait and see. She's still not on the game. Maybe she's going to be, like, easy to counter. I don't know. But either way, she's going to be very, very strong. So, yeah, we don't have any information on her gadgets and star powers unless Michael and Andrew.
I'd also, yeah? About the star power thing, I have a speculation. Mm-hmm. Because if you watch the Brawl Talk, you could, like, you saw that when Meg, like, she finished the super, she had a shield for, like, a really long amount of time, like, basically the entire time that she was on screen. So I'm pretty sure it's just, like, that. I'm pretty sure that's, like, her first or second star power is that as soon as you get out, maybe you get, like, 20% shields for, like, 10 seconds. I don't know, because it seemed to be really long.
So maybe that speculation is correct. So yeah, for now we don't have any other information about Meg, but yeah, if we do get any extra information, we'll definitely be sure to let you guys know. So yeah, with that is the new brawler Meg. So hope you guys like enjoy Meg, I guess, when she comes out, because she is a legendary brawler, so if you're not planning to become pay to win anytime soon, she's gonna be pretty hard to get. So yeah. Yeah, anyways, next up, we have the new skins in this update, because obviously it wouldn't be a Brawl Talk with new skins. Andrew, you want to say this first skin?
First skin is a skin for Colette, which is called Gladiator Colette. It has custom effects, custom shooting effects, so I would say would go for 149 gems on release.
Yeah. And something special about the skin, it was actually a Supercell make skin. So if you guys know, this is actually voted on by the community. And so now it's in the game. Yeah. Michael, anything to add?
Also, if you didn't know, like, if you didn't hear about it, there was also a lot of hate because people, this wasn't the first pick. But as Supercell addresses, like, it has, they choose skins that have a lot of votes and that makes sense with their thing. So if you voted for, like, what was it, Broken Timeline Colette?
Oh yeah.
And you're upset, just know that.
Yeah. All right. So the next skin that is coming into the game is V8-Bit. So V8-Bit will join the game with the Retropolis. So the Retropolis environment is your BB, your Bull, your Barley, like the Barley skins. That's like the Retropolis, kind of like Bull's Diner kind of environment. So he'll be joining that environment. And they said that this will be a seasonal affair that happens only once a year. So I presume that this skin will be limited time for a year. I don't know. But either way, something else that this skin is cool is that you can get it for free. That's right, you can get it for free, but there's a catch, and that you have to beat the Retropolis challenge. So I believe it'll just be 12 wins, 4 losses, you know, pretty standard, pretty typical, basically same as Vicious BB. And also players who purchase the Retropolis skins, so like your BB skin or Hot Rod Brock or like the Barley skin.
I'm pretty sure they're Hot Rod Brock, Road Rage Carl, the one with the wrench. Bake sale barley, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's one, oh, Rockabilly Mortis, and then this V8 bit, and then yeah. I'm pretty, yeah.
And then you get
pretty sure those are skins.
Yeah, and then you get an exclusive pin pack. So what do you guys think about this skin and its pin pack, Andrew?
From the photo, it seems like he already has a new super look. So I'm going to guess his main attack also has a different look.
Yeah. Pretty sure he has some weird stuff.
Yeah. And it looks like he's holding a, like, gasoline pump gun. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's I'm pretty sure if you don't win this challenge, this skin is either going to... I'm pretty sure it's going to be 149 gems. Or maybe, just maybe, I don't know, because Supercell has been pretty generous with these skins, is 70, but who knows.
Yeah. All right, Michael, you want to take the next skins? Emphasis on the S in skins?
Yeah, these next skins,
Michael, you kind of cut out there.
Silver skins for 8. Nope, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, so these next skins are true gold and true silver skins for 8-bit, Coco, Rock, Pam, and Max.
And well, you guys, what is your favorite skin out of these 5? Mine is probably gonna be the Brock skin. Looks pretty clean, not gonna lie.
Mine's probably gonna be Max. I don't know. Max is like,
yeah.
Mean.
I feel like mine's gonna be either 8-bit or Poco, but I'm gonna like Poco more because it was my first rank 27.
Ah, I see.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So if you guys would like any of these skins, 8-bit, Poco, Brock, Pam, or Max, True Gold, True Silver, definitely pick those up. It's just going to be 10,000 gold for True Silver and 25,000 gold for True Gold. Nothing too special here.
Just. Underpaid to win. Well,
anyways.
Then.
Yeah, so the next kind of thing that is coming is going to be the club improvement update. So we actually got this kind of teaser in the last Brawl Talk that we had, and that they said that clubs would have new improvements. So yeah, Andrew, you want to read the first bullet point here?
Yeah, so first about Brawl Stars clubs, they will make some changes that will be announced later, maybe the next Brawl Talk. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is probably the capacity of clubs is coming down to 100 and then down to 30. Mm-hmm. And this way they make the game have more active players, not people who just go AFK for like a week or something.
There might be more changes, but for now, we speculated on Club Wars last Brawl Talk. So if you didn't go and check out that episode, definitely be sure to do so. There's pretty nice speculation there. Nothing really too special here. Just, you know, more club improvements, I guess. And so, yeah. Michael?
I sort of have a speculation for what they mean when they said there's a new way to play the game for more active members. I also feel like it could just like tie into regular matches.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe like if you win a match, you get like a certain amount of points that can help your club, and that kind of requires more active members. But you know, that's just speculation.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of Michael talking, you want to take the next one?
Yeah. Okay. More like little things that are being added is a skin randomizer added to Brawl Stars. This is probably for those YouTubers that you maybe watch, such as like, I don't know, Lex, who knows. I think this is just for like challenges so that Brawl Stars YouTubers can get more content, because normal players like us, we don't have skins. maybe Rip. One.
We're dirt poor. We're dirt poor.
Yeah.
All right.
More things. You can also now use pins in Club Chat, which is pretty dope. But like, I feel like it could also be a little spammy. And yeah, you guys want to take the next few?
Yeah, Andrew. Actually, I'll take this next bullet point, and then Andrew, you can take the next two. Okay, so Supercell is adding more animated pins in this update, which is pretty cool. Like, there's still few animated pins that aren't animated. I presume those will just be like special pins, I guess, that need to.
Yeah,
be animated.
I'm pretty sure we saw like they had the Christmas tree one.
Yeah.
From Brawler Days, they had that animated, so that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. And we're also getting a Dark Lord Spike pin. So we're getting Happy Dark Lord Spike, which, you know, it's kind of weird.
And
Crying Dark Lord Spike, and I'm pretty sure Angry as well. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And oh my god, if you guys did not see this in the Brawl Talk, Dark Lord Spike talks. That is cursed right there.
Yeah, that is pretty cursed.
Yeah, that is pretty cursed.
Spike talking?
Like, it's a robot voice, but like, still, that's not right. We need Spike to be deaf. Not deaf.
Mute.
Doo-doo. Mute. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Michael. All right, so Andrew, you want to take the next two?
Before I do, just one more pin that could be animated. The recent challenge, they had this pin with a trophy, like a sad face with a white flag.
Oh, yeah. The surrender flag.
Yeah.
They're probably animating that, too.
Yeah. Good, yeah.
Now, the new skin from last Brawl Talk called the Evil Queen Pam, which goes for 149 gems.
300. Yeah, it goes for 300.
Wow. But it is getting new voice lines and its own voice line. It's like a cooler voice.
Yes. So it's going to make it definitely more worth it.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure they're doing this is because a lot of people were hating on it because it was super expensive, and a lot of 149 gem skins were just better, and they had a lot more
evil gene.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And they just had cool effects, you know, for a good cost.
Yeah, definitely. And Andrew?
So for teaming up with friends, also just having some improvements, and that's really it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's basically this entire update. It's pretty short. There aren't a lot of skins. There aren't a lot of new updates. But, yeah, that's not the end of today's podcast because there are some other things that will be talked about. But before that, we are going to go into the Brawl question. So, see you guys on the other side. Okay, guys. So, we are hopping straight into the Brawl question. So, last week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, shut up. We're not lazy. 2 or 3 weeks ago, we sent out a Brawl question, and that Brawl question was, which Brawler do you have maxed out, or pretty close to maxed out, but you never play? So we got one response from NTD, or not today, and Andrew, want to read it?
Yes. So his response was Carl, kind of, because he is power 9, which is basically maxed out. With the good gadget, the second gadget, and he's only at 300 trophies.
Yeah, definitely that. You know, you kind of want to push that brawler, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, just a little bit. So, yeah, we have yet another response, and this one is from Bilingual Steve, and he says, no one, because all of my brawlers are at rank 22 or above. Well, Bilingual Steve, congratulations. You are not rushed. Anyways, thank you all, both of you guys, for sending in these great responses to the Brawl question. And hopefully we'll get more responses next week. So if you guys want to send a answer to the Brawl question, you can do so at our email, which is borntobrawl101@gmail.com. So that's borntobrawl101@gmail.com. And you can also send it in our Discord server, which the link is in the show notes, and it's called Born to Brawl BS. This week's Brawl question is there Is there a brawler? What is the highest trophy count you have on either your brawlers or your total trophies? So, so my answer to the brawl question, I'm going to do a brawler, and that's my Shelly at 854 trophies. I'm pretty proud of that one, even though Andrew and Michael might not be because they're big sweats at the game. So, Andrew, what's yours?
My highest trophy count on a brawler is 923 on B when Honeycoat was still good.
Yeah, definitely. That's very impressive. And unfortunately, Michael had to go.
Actually, no. Oh. No, I'm good now.
Oh,
don't worry.
Here. All right.
I'm alive.
You want to answer?
Yeah, sure. I'll answer this broad question. So my highest trophy count was, think about 946, I believe, on Stu. Not even when he had knockback, just when his breakthrough gadget was just released and the Ballstars team was on vacation, so they couldn't make it.
Yeah. So if you guys have a brawl question again, Discord, email. Don't be shy. We can keep your name anonymous if you want to. And so yeah, that's brawl question for you guys. Let's hop right into the next segment of the show, which is just some speculation. You don't have to listen if you want to, but I prefer you do. So, yeah. All right, guys. So we're going to hop straight into the speculation on the future updates. So we have basically two big speculation, and that is the first one is going to be, we think there's going to be Power 11 coming to Brawl Stars. That's right, Power 11 instead of Power 10. And we also think there'll be a new surprise second brawler. So yeah, definitely stay tuned. Listen through speculation if you want to. So the first one we're going to go through is Power 11. So if you guys don't know, I think in OJ's video, he was recording and he leaked that the upgrade cost for one of the brawlers was 1,875 coins. Now, if you guys don't know, or you just don't have any like Power 8 brawlers, right now the current cost to get from level 8 to level 9 is only 1,250 coins. So 1,875 either means Supercell inflated the cost or we're getting Power 11. So Andrew, what do you think is going to happen for Power 11?
So for Power 11, I feel like as a big company from Supercell, I don't think they'll just buff the stats. I feel like that's a bit lame from them. But I feel like we already had supers, we already have gadgets. Adding another gadget type will be too much.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. They might just buff the stats.
But what do you guys think about a new passive ability? So, for example, I don't know, for Shelly, if like, this is just an example, a funny example. If Shelly's just in a bush camping, then she like, I don't know, reloads faster, like gains health faster. What do you guys think?
Oh, that's actually cool. Passive, yeah.
Yeah, it's not my idea. I stole it from a Reddit post like a few years back, honestly. About like passive abilities. I don't have it saved, so I can't give them credit, but yeah. What do you guys think, Michael? Could you say something?
Yeah, I don't know. Because, well, I didn't really watch OG's video, so I can't really tell anything. I have absolutely no knowledge of anything.
Yeah, but what do you think it's going to go for Power 11?
I just feel like maybe just what you guys said, like a passive. Because, like, there's nothing really else that can really happen. Because if you add, like, another sort of, like, I don't know, gadget or star power for even lower level people, it's going to make it really complicated for, like, mid people. Because it's going to, like, be so much stuff happening. Mm-hmm. Like, trying to get this new thing and then gadgets and then star powers.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think, yeah.
Also, more kind of confirmation that this might actually be in the game is 8-Bit got a health buff from 6,720 to 7,200. So what do you guys think about this? I need to leave for one moment.
Yep. So, well, that's a big change, honestly. Like, he will count as one of those bigger tanks now. But I mean, it's I don't think it's gonna make that big of a change, but still, like, 600 buff HP is a lot.
Yeah, and also, there's another one which buffed Pam as well, so this might be more confirmation. Yeah.
Yeah, it buffed Pam from 6,720 to 7,200. So I'm pretty sure the reason for, like, these buffs is because... Wait, 1 second. I have to go for a sec.
Yeah, so basically what Michael's probably trying to say was either they're buffs or there's actually Power 11, and... Or he's saying the reason of these buffs was to, like, counteract a few other brawlers that kind of counter them. So, yeah, definitely. Power 11 might be exciting or just might be a fluke and they're just inflating the cost. But one more thing that I wanted to talk about before we move on to the second piece of speculation is, do you guys think that you can only upgrade to Power 11 if you have at least a star power and a gadget?
I wouldn't think so, because, like, you can have a star power but not a gadget.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, a passive.
But the reason why I'm asking this is because technically there is no power 10, and the only reason why you get power 10 is because you get a star power. So, like, you can't really just jump from power 9 to power 11. So do you think you'll need... You'll need a star power.
That's true. That makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Power 11, exciting new thing. Maybe passive abilities will just come as soon as you upgrade to Power 11. You don't need to get it out of a box or whatever. But I don't know. It's going to be an exciting, exciting future updates to come into Brawl Stars. And of course, this is just speculation. It's not going to... You know, it might not actually come into the game. But yeah, it's definitely very exciting. So we have a second piece of speculation. And that second piece of speculation is potentially a new hidden brawler that Brawl Talk teased. So if you didn't look at the Brawl Talk as closely as I did, I didn't actually look at the Brawl Talk closely. I just watched a Reddit post. Shh. Anyways, if you didn't watch it as closely as some other people did, you would know that Amber De La Vega was in the Brawl Talk. However, instead of being Amber De La Vega shooting out flames, it shot out these little, like, coin orb thing, kind of like Nita's and Meg's, the new brawler, shots. And it looked pretty cool. And the super thing was kind of like a spawner, and it spawned Bruce's bear. But yeah, a bit about this. So basically, every time there's a new brawler and they don't actually have the model out for that brawler yet, they just put different, like, existing brawlers in the game as a placeholder. So the Amber De La Vega skin was probably a placeholder for the new brawler. The Bruce Bear was probably a placeholder for probably another spawner brawler. So yeah, what do you guys think about this? Do you think it's going to be a new hidden brawler, or is it just, like, a glitch? And if you do you have any, like, ideas on when it could be? Like, what trio it could complete?
I don't think Amber De La Vega could be a placeholder. Because, like, Brawl Stars, honestly, every Brawl Talk, every picture they have posted, there's always something hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is something that they've hidden as well, again.
Yeah. So, or another speculation, but this probably isn't true, is Amber De La Vega is getting new effects, but probably not. Because it just looked, if you guys haven't seen it, it just looks so much different than flames and stuff. But yeah, I have a speculation. So I feel like Amber De La, well, the new brawler represented by Amber De La Vega is going to complete, like, are going to be another brawler to, like, the Space trio. So that's, like, the Colonel Ruff's trio, Colonel Ruff's Squeak, and it's going to complete that. And basically what it does is they shoot lasers, I don't know, but they shoot like these little coin orbs things, which are act like lasers. And their super is like a spawner. And basically what it does, it explodes on impact, but it also has health. I don't know. But yeah, I have speculation that it might complete the space.
Ethan, trip. I'd like to ask something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Reddit posts are you looking at?
Well, I was looking at this basically all over. It's all over Brawl Stars Reddit and also Brawl Stars Competitive. So, yeah. That's basically it for the episode. We basically covered most of what's going to go on in the Brawl Talk. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Born and Brawl Brawl Stars podcast, and definitely stay tuned for future episodes. Answer the Brawl Talk, don't be shy, and share this podcast with your friend, your family, anyone who really plays Brawl Stars. And yeah, remember, you're all born a brawl. See you guys later.